Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Turn that sound off.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Jethro Smith and Patty Negri doing Friday Night Psychics Gone Wild. When you call in your radio show and they tell you it's too busy, you know you're doing something right. We got in here. It has to be and going to be Friday. Those of you tuning in, the chat room's up now. I want to tease a couple of you. I've had a lot of you guys. You got to realize that if you call me on the phone, how can I put the radio show on at the same time? So, it's okay. We're just there. We're doing it with a Skype. It did take a little bit to get there. Once again, we're having that phenomenal Friday night. I want to tease a few of you that are asking, where do you call to get into the show? You're having troubles. Call 773-897-6461. High energy tonight. I got to warn you guys, I've done three classes today. I've got very vital energy. I've had a lot of very positive success here in Tampa, Florida. And Patty's talking. I hope she can hear me. Patty, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you, Jethro?
Excellent. Really busy, doing very good professional. I've been reading up in Capitol Hill and in Tampa and in my spare time doing classes at a yoga studio. It's been phenomenal. And I just want to welcome everybody. Those of you who don't know who's on tonight, we have the one, the phenomenal psychic medium, the individual who started at the age of 8 doing seances. She is known on radio, TV, television, has worked with some very big names, and she has one of her own, Patty Negri. How are you, Patty?
I am fine, Jethro. You are on fire tonight. I can hear it. Also, I don't know if you got my – hi, while we're on air. Let's do a little business here. If you got my message about – I have been – an amazing woman here with me, Deborah Bishop. What is the best way to bring her on with us for a while?
The phenomenal way was to have her go ahead and just, if she's got a telephone and wants to do a phone, tell her to give me give me your area code and I'll pick her up and she can just come on here live. We'll have her as our guest tonight. That would be all right.
Okay. What is your area code, Deborah? Do you want to view from a landline?
Yes.
Okay, so she's going to call you from 323-465-8407.
Okay.
Call that number and do the one.
No problem. Those of you tuning in, hey, this is great. We're going to have a surprise guest. Yay, we're doing our Fridays. I want to welcome all of you people. Deborah Bishop's going to be on here tonight with us. If you're listening in, I know it's a little wild, a little hectic, but that's the way it is on Friday. And what's even better, those of you tuning in, we do cut a lot of this out. So if you guys are checking into our BB radio station or other marketing, you won't hear this. And I had someone tease me. Thank you for the phenomenal friends I have that are helping me with the sounds that are going on. I know that we're working on it. I had a friend tell me that, you know, for an hour show, Jethro, why are we getting this other music? What we do is we take the show and cut a little bit. So tune in. Get a hold of those. iTunes, we love you. We know you got your back. I've also got some other friends here. We're working with it together. So let's take a phone call and let's make this show possible because all of you guests are friends are the ones that do it. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Not only are we giving away prizes, but I had a lot of positive. You guys have wrote me and put in at jethrosmith.net. You can also get a hold of Patty at pattynegri.com. How do you spell it? PATTINEGRI.com. Having a lot of fun. I had someone tell me, no, my name does not have a G in it, but it's a JETHRO. But it's okay. It does sound a little bit like that. What I want to do is we've got her here, and this is Deborah. Deborah, can you hear me? This is Psychic Jethro.
Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're having a lot of fun here in Tampa. Patty's talked about having you on. You're one of our phenomenal friends. Would you be interested in taking a few calls, and let's see if we can help these people in a psychic roundtable tonight?
Absolutely. Love to do it.
Great. Tell me a little bit about you. I'm feeling the energy from you. You're gifted. You're very fun. You're like Patty, too wild. So what? Give me a little more to go with here.
I am clairsentient. I'm an intuitive. That all of my life I was born that way and have always had conversations with trees and animals before I even really knew how to speak. And that wasn't what other people typically did. So I grew up actually feeling a little alien and different until I was blessed with meeting a psychic that actually kind of introduced me to a whole new world by opening me up to meeting other people who thought and spoke and saw the world the way that I did, which was really a blessing and a gift. And my whole life when I was a child, people would still come and sit with me sometimes and ask me questions, and I never thought it was weird. I would answer the questions, and they would go away. That was just part of it. And now, obviously, I understand better what that's all about. I've been a hands-on healing practitioner for many years, and today one of my specialties is helping people to become emotionally whole so that they can actually have financial health, because valuing the self actually has a lot to do with having value in one's bank account as well. So I do specialize on that level with a lot of my clients. So that's a little bit about me.
That's fine. Deborah loving it. Patty's there. I'm here. Let's grab those phones. I hope you guys are ready, because what we're going to do, and this is a round table, this means there's more than one psychic on. So what we'll do is we'll do name, and it'll be like, you'll give me a call and say area code. The first one's 912. You've waited patiently. I've got about 17 behind you, plus other people calling in. Let's take the number. I say your area code. Please give me your name and your question, and then I will say the psychic that will help you. Because we have three of us, we're not going to all repeat the same thing for you, so please know that we're going to do this limited to 5 or 6 minutes. If you've got multiple questions, get with us at psychicsgonewild.com. We'll give you a reading. That's what we are. We're the phenomenal fun ones. Let's have some Friday fun. 912, what about you? You're on the phone now. Hello.
Hi, this is Jamar.
Jamar, you're grounded. You called, and I know you're out there partying. No, I'm teasing you. Jamar is a friend of ours. He's not partying. He's just being out there. You've been working on your metaphysical, and I know the energy. Ask us your question here, and I know that you're one of Patty's fans. I've seen some of the writing you've done, and he's also a very phenomenal musician that you're working on. Tell me, Jamar, what can we help you with tonight?
Well, basically, now I am becoming more grounded. Right now, I'm kind of focusing on abundance and just having gratitude. And right now, I would really like to get a new apartment, you know, move out of this house I'm in now. And I just want to know, what do you see for that, you know, with that?
Ooh, Patty, like, what do you get with the cards?
Well, this one, since it's about abundance stuff, I think we should give this one over to Deborah.
Deborah, okay, what are you getting for Jamar?
And Jamar, specifically, you were talking about getting an apartment, a new, is that what I heard right? I'm sorry, I had a little bit of feedback.
Yes, that was right.
Getting an apartment. You know, what I'm getting right now is that's definitely a possibility for you, but it's not immediate. It feels as though there's a couple of other priorities. And what I'm sensing is that they're actually not necessarily present yet, but they're going to come in over the next couple of days. And it's not bad news, it's good news. There's some good news coming in over the next couple of days that's going to kind of shift your priorities a little bit. It's going to allow for abundance to flow a little bit more readily. But where you want to put that abundance is going to change. Your idea that the apartment and the space that you're really looking to achieve is going to step back two or three spaces, and there's going to be some other stuff in front of you that's going to be more important and more demanding of your attention and time. And right now, if you were to prioritize the apartment, while it's possible, it would actually be a distraction. What I get is about 3 to maybe 6 months, but closer to 3 months, that will start to make more sense. There will be a door opening. There will be an opportunity where there isn't one right now. And you may even find that your shift into a new space will be something that's offered to you as opposed to something that you have to pursue or perhaps even pay for, interestingly enough. I feel like there's an opportunity there where you may actually be given a space that opens up for you in exchange for what you have to offer. And I feel like it will initially be a space that will be given to you to help facilitate that. And then down the road, it will turn into perhaps something where there's more exchange, where money actually starts to change hands for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
So that's what I'm seeing. And I just want to say one final thing, and that is just be open to everything around you, because some of what's going to come at you is kind of coming at you sideways. So it's almost like you're going to see it in your peripheral vision first, and the things that come at you peripherally are the things to pay attention to.
Okay.
Thank you, Jamar, for calling in. Definitely
happy
with you. Welcome, everybody. We are doing it tonight. We've got a lot of you guys calling in. Remember, if you've called in like three times this week, I'm not being rude. I'm just kind of bouncing around a little bit. We want to give the same thing. I know a couple of you have asked me, and I've been on only three nights this week, the same question. Yes, you're going to get that person, but if you keep asking, think of it like we go to mom and we keep saying, can I have this question? Can I have this reading? I know we're addicting. We're like candy, but we're also like a little bit of that part of candy. If you keep eating this, you're going to get a toothache or at least a little uncomfortable. Give it a little time for the reading to come down. I know that's a good question we have tonight, and this is something I want to address with our number one American Federation psychic. How many times is it good to have a reading in a year, Patty, and how long should you take in between having readings?
That's a very variable question. You can't get too addicted to readings. You can come back again. Some people say twice a year. Some people say more often than that. Some people say a lot. But it's when your circumstance changes, when something new comes in. But some people, I mean, if you're doing other than psychic readings, if you're doing study or you're working or spiritual development, people come a lot more than that. But if you're just going for guidance, you do have to listen, just like you're saying, Jethro. Somebody who calls in over and over again, you start negating and taking away the power out of any answers you did get. It. If you're not going to hear, spirit's just going to go to heck with you, and you can't. It's giving away your power to a psychic. You can't. We are here for guidance. We are here to help you along and to give you a outside perspective, hopefully a higher perspective on things. But I forewarn any psychic to let people get addicted to you. They're coming to you all the time. It takes away your power.
I agree very much. And those of you tuning in, you want to make sure that you're working with that energy. Deborah, can you tell some of the individuals here as a reader, what is your question that you feel like with people that you can really help the most? A lot of psychics have something they feel with people is their forte. Is there something that you really enjoy doing? Jethro likes to do love readings. What kind of reading do you like to do?
You know, I do clarity readings. They are really allowing people to see what's stopping them. That's what I specialize in, is sort of like what is really stopping you? Where are you feeling stuck? And helping people to really unearth that so they can move forward and really have the life that they deserve to have.
Love that. And those of you tuning in tonight, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We've got Deborah Bishop, Patty Negri, Jethro Smith, a little bit of crazy sounds. I think that it's no ETs. Don't get worried. They're not out there to get you. Hang in. We're still here. The fun of it tonight is that we're doing some readings on the phone. We're also giving away some prizes. PsychicsGoneWild.com, if you want that reading, sit down and take the time. Do it right. You know, you want to get with us. I have an individual that has wrote out a very good testimony for me that I've read for since 1995, and I love what she said to me. It really made it sense with me. She can tell when she listens into the show, find that reader that feels that feeling. She said she knew it right away with me. Her daughter actually has had a reading by Patty, is why I bring it up tonight, and she told me with her permission I could bring it up. And she said that they get the loving feeling. They said Fridays always makes them feel giggly, so they have to have their giggle for the month. Definitely get with us and get that feel-good reading. Psychic caller, it's you. You're on Skype. Can you hear me? I just unmuted you. Hello, this is a Skype call.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, how are you tonight?
Hello, how are you? Can you hear me?
Great. Can you hear us?
Yeah, now I can.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi. I promise I haven't called three times this week. I promise. Okay.
I know you haven't, dear, and I love your energy.
No,
you're so vibrant.
Honestly. Oh, you're so funny. Well, you know, Patty, I have a question for Patty.
Sure.
Okay. I had something unexpected that came up for me today, okay? I've been looking for employment for a few months now. Somebody from where I used to work, like 20 years ago, I'm in my 40s, called me today to come. I'm going to interview with them next Wednesday. I was wondering if I have a good chance getting this job.
You do. The fact that they called you, I see money coming in. I see balance.
It's
a
great job.
You have a really, really good chance. Go in there with your heart. Again, if it's a friend that is there, play that familiarity card. Let her, you know, that they know who
yes.
you are, so be that genuine, real person.
I know.
Keep balance. Let them know the business side of you, and I think you practically have that job already.
You do. I have an interview Monday, Tuesday, and then this one's Wednesday. So I just wondered, that's why I wanted to ask you. So I have a good chance to be myself. I know. It's just... I know I have a lot of anxiety around me. What were you going to say?
Right. Let go of that. Let it talk it into a. Again, this is my thing of the day. Talk it into a rock. Let the anxiety out. It doesn't have to be a crystal. Just get any old rock out of the yard and breathe that anxiety into it, and then put it back in the yard. Run your hands underwater. Let it wash it out. You don't need to bring that with you. That'll just be lost. Breathe into it. Bring in that air element. Just get it out
of
your body.
You really feel going to get it, don't you?
I
know you
feel really, really good. But give them every one of those interviews, because you're creating that that prosperity. You're creating that sense of abundance. You want champagne problems. Let them offer all three of them to you, and then you get to choose the best. Go in with that
attitude. Isn't that the best thing? I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You feel really good.
Right.
Have fun.
Thank you
Let
so
us
much.
Know.
Jethro, thank you. Okay.
Thank you. We love you. Call in again. We love you. Yes. Oh, no, you're fine. And
that's
quick. What we do. You're
quick.
And she's good.
Have a
I
nice
love
day.
Her.
I know. Bye, Jethro. Both of you. Have a nice evening, okay?
You too. Blessings. We love you guys. And I want to tease all of you. I had a person write me and say, Jethro, what is going on Facebook? What it is that we've had a lot of other individuals looking for us. So definitely go in there. I also have to tease you. I know some of you guys, my jokes have gotten a little crazy. Sometimes I have people help, and I also do the jokes. I love to laugh and do a joke. So I want to thank you. They're writing in to let us know. Patty, I think that you are probably the best one I've listened to. Jethro, your jokes are out of this world. Whatever is going on, just keep it up, because you make me laugh. And I see these beautiful pictures, and I think that you Facebook people are just totally mad. I am 87 years old. I have never really understood computer, but I'm sure having a good time with you two as our friends. This is Betty. So stay that way, okay? Yes, Betty, we're going to stay that way. I love some of the things. We have to kind of clue you guys a little bit in when I'm reading these, and I have an individual who wrote me. His name is Darren C., and he asked for reasons that he could not afford a reading, is worried, and they sent a picture. I'm going to tell you, Darren, reading this, you said it was okay over the air. You are having a little bit of energy that's happening with your left side, and part of that is that that's your incoming. You have to accept the fact that she's gone. You're asking about this relationship. I'm not trying to be rude, Darren, but you asked for this. For me, to be honest, as a good reader, I wouldn't be fair to tell you she's not coming back in the energy. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You guys have gotten to the point where she's politely letting you know. When you have me read this aura here, I see that you're having a little bit of transfixed energy. You also, in your email, are saying that you really can't go on. It's not true. You've got to face the fact. You guys have been in a relationship. It's been 16 years, and she's living two states across from you. They're also telling me that this is part of the energy. Darren, you're a good, positive person. Some codependency wouldn't hurt. Sometimes it's good to go to a 12-step group. I thank all of you guys. We're going right into the next one. We're grabbing the phone. Deborah's here. Patty's here. Jethro's here. Let's go wild. We have another Skype caller. Here's another one that's a Skype number. Hi. How are you? You scared me. How are you?
I'm excited. Thank you.
No, that's good. Refreshing. This is Jethro, and you are...
I'll be back.
Man, I'm so glad. And you have a question here. We'll let our new person, Deborah's taking it. With Deborah, would you ask Deborah a question and let Deborah give you a phenomenal reading?
Well, I guess I didn't want to ask a general love question. If that's okay. That's perfect.
Of course.
Going. Great. So the outline is, I'm single and I'm not desperate, but I've done a lot of work on myself, and I'm at peace. But I know there's someone coming in. I just wanted to know what outline or whatever information you had for me.
Okay, what I'm getting for you is that there's actually more than one person coming in.
Okay.
That they're going to be showing up. I get three distinct different people coming in. I get them coming in over the next couple of weeks. And I get all three of them are very important to you. One of them is more of a love connection. The other two are more of a learning connection. And one of them you will require being a little wary of. And for some reason I get a sense that he's very tall. He's very kind of a willowy person. And you feel sort of... it's interesting, willowy, because you kind of feel like a little like you're in the shade when you're in his presence, meaning you won't be able to shine as much, but at the same time you're going to be compelled and attracted to him because there's something to learn, and the best thing you can do there is just learn as quickly as you can and move on. The other will end up being in the friend zone, and you'll know that fairly quickly, but there'll be a little romance, which I think laughter is the lesson there, to learn the laughter. And the third individual that I see is really the love connection, but what's interesting is that you're probably going to meet him first, but you're not going to know it until later. And what I get a sense is that getting out, getting into situations where you're meeting social, not business, socializing, going to different events that maybe you don't always go to, but you get invited to a lot. Does that make sense? I get a sense that you're invited out a lot, but you don't always go. And,
yes.
Yeah, and what I'm getting right now is it's very important for you to say yes. Say yes. Grab a shower if you need to. Perk yourself up. But say yes. Go out. You're being invited for a reason. And you're not going to know that reason until you go. And there's, like I said, there's going to be three. So you're going to be busy over the next couple of weeks because this is happening very quickly.
Well, awesome. Long, you know, I'll make the right decision because there's no bad decision. Well, you know what I mean, because I have divine protection, so I'm not worried about.
Yeah, you'll know. You will absolutely know. And the one that said the one to watch out for is the one where you feel like you're in shade, like you can't quite shine your light. That's the one. Learn the lesson. Be grateful for him because he's going to teach you something that's very important to having the love that you really desire, but at the same time move through that quickly.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Welcome, all of you guys. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Deborah's taking names and kicking buns, and I hope you guys are ready because it's just the fun. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're having a blast. Patty Negri, Jethro Smith, Friday night, are you ready to get wild? Here's some other friends that have been talking to us and asking questions. We have tonight, we're going to be giving away a very beautiful necklace that is an amethyst, very beautiful pendant, plus we're going to be giving away some fluorite. For those of you that are healers, fluorite is the stone that works with your heart energy, and it's given to us by Billy Stones down here in Tampa. He also let me know that I'm supposed to tell all of you guys, if you haven't listened to Psychics Gone Wild, share it with your friends. Some of his friends listen to our show now, and now they're avid fans, and they love the I've Got to Have My Patty video where Russell cries if he doesn't hear Patty's lovely voice. And now we've never heard that in a while. I hope you guys are having fun. You've got to get in on this. If you haven't listened in, YouTube or Facebook, there's some of the other sites that are putting out these videos right now. In a number standing one, we did a poll just for fun. Who do you love? And the Patty Negri came in with a landslide. Patty's the one that makes it fun. I think she's magic. I don't know what's happening, but every time the Friday comes around, if I don't listen to Patty, I just don't feel right. Marvin wrote down, I've been having situations. Jethro was teasing me about my love life for years. Patty read for me, and now it's better. I think she has the magic touch. Okay. That's the way we roll here. We don't know why we work. Sometimes we do, but we just do because we're gifted. We love you. And 336, it's your turn to talk.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Is that me?
Well, it's you. You got to be live, girl. This is Jethro and Patty.
Okay.
Deborah,
well, I was just having so much fun listening to you guys that I wasn't even thinking about my question.
I love your accent.
Sorry. Well, okay. So I normally am in a very positive frame of mind, feel like I can navigate where I need to keep my eyes on the prize and, you know, can just find my way and find a lot of happiness in being around a lot of people and in my work or just in normal situations in life. But I don't know what has happened over the last – I feel like somebody turned the switch off. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I
am so uncomfortable that I feel like I let somebody turn the switch off and not me, because inside of me it still feels very alive and very focused. So I don't know much more to say other than that is that that is where I feel, and that feels like it is a little bit out of control, and that it's going to, you know, maybe make me steer left or to the right of a sense of urgency that I feel to stay focused and forward on fulfilling what it is that I was born to do and be in this life. I don't know another way to say it than that, and I was kind of caught off guard listening to everybody else's stuff and not knowing that I would be the next call. So there we go.
Love it. This is real. This is live. I got to get your first name. Do you mind?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, I'm feeling energy, and I'm going to go ahead with this energy. I do realize that part of what else is happening, and then I let the ladies go because we're working together, but I feel you've also got a situation, Jennifer, that is happening there, and why this little off the centered is because your guides are clouding up into an energy. You've also got some things that are coming through your energy. This is the here and now of 2014. You're right on the energy. Your orange chakra is telling me that you've been through some relationships and some things that happened that you weren't able to, unfortunately, shed that energy. Now your guides are showing me emotional and the other energy that has put you a little off keel, because the guys want you to hear your instinct. They want you to hear your gut feeling. You know what you need to do, girl. You're smart. You've got it together. You're feeling it, but it's putting you a little off keel. They're also telling me that there's something that's happened here that they want you to change, but they're deliberately keeping you a little bit distant in the energy, because you always go back to the habit, and people are. They don't want you to be going through any more of helping people that are not helping back. You seem to be, I keep seeing broken wings around you.
Yep.
Deborah, are you helping Jennifer? Do you feel something that's going on here too?
You know, what I'm getting is that this goes way back. This goes back to something in childhood that has been with you for a long time, hon. And it's been following you around, and it's like thinking of this like a little child. It's following you around, and it's wanting attention, and it's wanting to be acknowledged, and it's wanting love, and it's wanting to be realized. Self-realized would be the term that comes to mind. And what I'm sensing is that there's a need for an awakening to some woundedness from that time. And it's not about going back into your past. It's really about bringing it forward to the present so
yeah.
that you can actually offer yourself forgiveness. And it's not because you did anything wrong, but unfortunately when things are done that happen that are maybe wrong feeling or wrong period, and I use that word loosely because I'm not necessarily a right-wrong person, but in this case it just feels like it was not positive. It was something that really contained you and kind of got you stuck. And you've moved on and you've coped and you've done incredible. But at this point in time now, it's no longer working. It's about healing her, that little girl, and bringing her home and allowing yourself to be whole, because that's going to allow you to move forward very courageously and with really great success. Because I get that you do that, you are absolutely going to thrive at what's in front of you, because you know who you are. There's
yes.
just a piece of you that's been left on the road, and she's really wanting to come home.
You guys are awesome. I mean, Jethro, you nailed it. You nailed it. Patty, you got something to say?
I do. And again, take that power back. What I kind of reacted to was that you said you felt like somebody else turned a switch off. Doesn't matter if they did or didn't. If you take responsibility for it, then you could do something about it, that you turned that switch back on. It's all within your power, no matter who turned it off. So again, that just that thinking, again, makes you more victim than victor. So you say, whoever turned it off, doesn't matter, but you, it's you that's turning it back on. Just
okay, well, let me ask all three of you guys something, because here's where I think maybe the problem lies. All right, so when you, you know, have lived your life and you have loved well and you have not hurt much, as far as inflicted much hurt on people. You know, I got raised very well by women who unfortunately suffered a lot. And so I find a lot of gratitude in that. But so then when you find yourself in that position and you've been raised by this, you know, thought process and this way of thought and this way of living, and you do for others, at what point then do you not let the switch go off and associate that or connect it with not loving well.
Mm. Jethro, or you want me to go?
You, ladies, please, Patty, you. This is your area. This is intense.
You want me to take it?
Sure.
Okay, it's Deborah. She's pointing
because
at me.
Because I feel like everyone else's problems have become too much. And
oh.
It's taking away from I really feel a sense of urgency for me to grow and what God just created me to be, especially, Jethro, with where you went with the sense of creativity and you, Deborah. And I just, if I could get one little sense or a trigger when that comes in, that to stop that, because I do know myself and feel a sense of awareness and feel pretty confident in what I should be doing, but how, when someone needs you or, and because you love them so much, you shut it off to say, but I have to come first? That's very difficult.
That's the trigger, hon. This is the thing that's really important to understand what we're talking about. And this is this idea that you have this responsibility. This is going back to your childhood again. You have responsibility. You needed to fix something. You needed to be there for something. You were facilitating a role that was really not yours to facilitate, and so therefore you were not able to really succeed at it. You couldn't do it. You couldn't pull it off. It wasn't your job, but it was your natural instinct in trying to be who it was you thought you were supposed to be. It's almost as if it was like you needed to make them proud. You needed to shine. You needed to step up. You needed to. You felt this compunction to have to perform on some level, and it was just never enough. And you've moved on, you've coped, you've done incredibly well, but this idea that it's just never enough keeps you going back to this fail-safe position of I got to be there, I got to be available, I got to give it all, I got to give it all, I got to give it away, I got to show up, I got
to make it. I have to get out of that. You just totally nailed it, and that's exactly how I feel. And I know the leaps and bounds that I can make and the magic that I can just make in life with me and my children and my marriage. I mean, I'm so lucky to have the life that I have and to be in a place where I feel like I can't appreciate it because of the feeling that you're saying exactly.
You've
is
got
almost
to
shaming to feel that.
Yeah, you've got to give yourself permission to actually heal this part of you. It's not that you have to fall into gratitude. Oh, I'm so grateful. It's also wonderful. Because what that's really doing is it's offsetting what needs to be looked at. We get that it's wonderful. You know that you're blessed. You're grateful. Your family, all of those things. You know your gifts. It's not that you have to sit there and remind yourself of them all the time. All you're doing when you do that is deflecting. You're deflecting and you're putting yourself back into that position where you're feeling like you have to serve, and it's never enough. Right. What we have to do now is allow for you to have permission to be selfish, and selfish is not a bad word. Selfless means to be without self. Selfish means you take care of you, and then you're able to be there for others. Right now, you actually require being a little bit of that. You require realizing you have many gifts and you have many blessings, and now it's time to take care of you and to give yourself permission to let go of feeling like you have to fix it for other people. Because, honey, I have to say this to you, you're not broken. You don't have to fix anything. That's what you require knowing. That's what will set you free.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love what that Jennifer, we're handling on. Hang on, some of you guys that are on the phone. The phones are going wild. This always happens when Patty's friends find us. We always joked about this, but this is something that started on Fridays. And what happens is about 10:30 Eastern time, 9:30 Central, 8:30 Mountain, 7:30 p.m. Pacific, people find us on Psychics Gone Wild. So take just a second here just to relax. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Look down. Do you know that Patty Negri was voted number one psychic in the United States? And one of the reasons was because of her not only accuracy, but the fact that Patty gives an energy reading that people, it's unique. Patty, we've had a couple of friends asking about if you were called on a reading, Patty, you joked with us last week, we found out that you're not always 30 minutes, but then you give a little bit more. Is there things that you ever keep and don't tell people, or do you tell them everything that you get?
I don't keep things from people, but I'm certainly not a gloom and doom person. I'm all about empowerment. So if I see something as a challenge, I will say I see something as a challenge. But I'm not one to bring fear or an unfixable situation to anything, because I don't see anything that way. So I'm not keeping anything, but I'm just always seeing people who think there's not a way out or there's not an answer. There is always a way out. There is always an answer. There is always a path of light to get anywhere. So, and that's what I see.
Love that. Individuals have wrote for the years about different ways of psychics and intuitions and ways of sensing with work. Deborah, is there any special thing that you would tell me? I've tried meditation. What do I do if that's not working for me? What will help my sixth sense become more stronger?
You know, the sixth sense becoming stronger is like a muscle in a gym. It's really kind of an interesting concept because, like anything, the more that you're willing to take a risk and pay attention and do something that actually allows you to break out of a pattern is exercising that muscle. So one of the things I would say in developing it and getting stronger is to actually go forth and pay attention to the thing that feels the least comfortable. Right? Because comfort is a really interesting juxtaposition. Comfort is a myth, right? There's a place where you want to be comfortable in your life. That's great. But the comfort zone is kind of the dead zone. It's stagnation. And when we lose that inner sense of self, it's because we're giving over to that comfort, that safety, that place, like, oh, well, maybe, but I don't know, I can't take that shot. That's when we start to, it's like we stop going to the gym and the muscle starts losing definition. But if we really are willing to pay attention and act on the impulse, just give ourselves permission to act on the impulse. And you know what? If we get it wrong, we get it wrong. We can make another decision. We can do what we need to do to correct it. That is what is going to really build that muscle.
Very good. Excellent. We've got a lot of individuals here. We're going to grab those phones now. Get ready. We're on the Psychics Gone Wild. This is Friday, and for those of you tuning in, we have ourselves a wonderful psychic, I can't even say the word, I'm having a round table. It took me a minute. I'm having a little bit of the energy here. Those of you tuning in, notice that there's a lot happening. I want to tell you that this show will be original. Later we will joke about this one. So we're going to take and grab some of you people that have been working on the phones. I know they've been blipping. 704, it's happened. You're in. Are you ready to go? Psychic's Gone Wild.
Hi, folks.
Well,
Hi. I'm so glad I am getting a chance to talk to you all. And Deborah, I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming, because I tell you, that wasn't my – I had a different question, but it definitely feels like stuck has been stuck to me for a while. But my question is about – I believe in that I have an interview on Monday, and I was just trying to find – oh, sorry, my name is Jennifer. And can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I have an interview, and I was wanting to ask about that, and, you know, the energy around it and how you think it will go if this is a job that I'll be offered.
I'm sorry. I was doing good. This is Patty. You lost me for a second. You want to know about a job you were offered?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Can you repeat?
Can you repeat that?
I'm sorry.
Sure,
You're cutting in and out for some reason on my thing. You're cutting in and out.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Oh, it's a little better. Yeah.
Okay. So yes, I was saying that I was glad that I got through, and I was saying I was glad Deborah was there, because I definitely feel like stuck has been stuck to me for an extremely long time. But the question that I originally had was, yes, I have an interview on Monday, and I was just wanting to know how you see that maybe going for me.
It feels good. Was it a man involved?
There was
an interview.
He originally just emailed me about the role. And I did call him because he had a question, and so I called him to answer his question, and it was actually regarding salary, and it was kind of like, but he wasn't the person who's the hiring manager, though, but there was a man involved, yes.
Yes, and that's what I got. And again, and whatever it was, I think you made a really good impression on him. He may not be the hiring manager, but those people are going to listen to him along the way. It feels really good. I see a new happiness coming up for you, and I see a new project coming up for you. So, and I see money coming up for you. So it sounds like it's really good towards that job. I'm not getting a clear yes on that job, but I'm getting this sense of joy and this sense of creativity and this money sense coming in, like this new beginnings of things. So it's sounding positive for the job. I just don't think it's written in stone yet, but it's certainly looking that direction.
Okay. It's something I have actually done before, and I actually had applied there for, I actually went in for an interview a few years ago and didn't get through, and I've applied a few times just applying, and so I was really shocked when this came, but I do desperately need for something to come through.
Yeah, I'm seeing a big shift for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing a big shift for you. And again, it's about, tonight seems to be about coming into your own power. I think whatever you've interviewed before, different people, same people, they are seeing that confidence in you now. They're seeing that power. Even when the guy came in, I think he's seeing that. And they're seeing that you're different than you were when you interviewed before. You feel different, right?
I don't know how I feel, Patty, but yeah, I don't know. I have to be different, I guess. But honestly, I don't know how I feel. I have to work, and I definitely need something. And I was happy to get the communication. So.
Okay. Yeah, you're definitely in the running. They're definitely discussing you. They're definitely part of it. They feel the difference. And you do need to know how you feel. Figure out how you feel. Spend 5 minutes with yourself. If you don't know, how is anybody else going to know?
I'll say this. I do know how I feel blocked, and I've been trying really hard to clear out that and get to my heart, because my heart is like, it's like a rock has been put over my heart. Like, I can't feel like what I love. I can't, and it's really hard. It's been very difficult. But I know you only want one question, so. But that's a major blockage, and I haven't been able to break through it, and I have to do that in order to really move forward. I have to work, so I'm, you know, my heart is not in any of the stuff I've been applying for, but I have to work, and I'll put everything I have into whatever job I do. But I've been trying so hard to break through, you know, that blockage, and it's gotten worse, it's made it harder, but. You know, that's why I was, you know, like I said, I'm happy I got through. But any information you can give me on how to get through that would be very appreciated.
This is Deborah. The heart center, and I'm blocking the heart. And, you know, you just said something that was so interesting before you said that. You said that, you know, you're applying for all these jobs and your heart's not in any of them, but you'll give yourself to them. You know, and what I'm going to say to you is when you say that and then you turn around and say, and my heart's blocked and I need to unblock it. So you got to understand one thing, hon. You are the one that's stepping outside of it and seeing that feeling like you have to trade out somehow, like you have to give up and not love something passionately and not be in the heart when you're there. And I'm not saying you won't show up for others, because I believe absolutely that you do. You probably show up for others actually too much. You show up for others to the point where you're exhausted. I get that. I get like your energy just pours out onto others and it's kind of leaking out and you don't quite know how to stop it. And that's partially because of not being centered in your own heart and not hearing yourself and hearing others above you. And so part of this is realizing when you make a statement like, my heart's not in it, but I'll give myself to it, and then your next statement is, and my heart feels blocked and I don't know what to do, well, it's connecting to that heart and allowing you to actually go after the thing that your heart is wanting, desiring, and deserving. That's going to unblock your heart for you. And I'm not saying that's not scary, because it is. And I'm not saying that is easy, because easy is not related to simple. I am going to say, however, that it is very simple for you to begin to understand what you truly love and are passionate about. The important step is actually giving yourself permission to go there, to realize that you can, and that you can actually be paid for doing something that you love and that you find valuable. That makes sense?
Yeah, I hear you. It's like a catch-22 because I have to work to have money to be able to, I still do the things that, you know, I may want to do, but it's just, I guess it's gotten to a point where I'm just so, like, it's like I don't even, it's not like I'm not in touch with myself, but it's just, I guess I'm just so back and forth reeling about trying to live in a world where you need money.
Yeah, but money is not the issue, actually. Money is not the issue, although it feels like it. Money's not. Money's a side effect of everything else. Right. What money is just a reflection. I like to say in my business, I do a lot of work with entrepreneurs, actually. And what I like to say to them is that your net worth will never outperform your self-worth. So you're never going to outperform your own self-image. And so what I'm saying to you here is, as challenging as it might be to take this leap, there's a truth that you're buying into. And I've been on both sides of this conversation. I can so relate to doing things I didn't enjoy to try to pay for doing the stuff I love. And the only way that it worked is when I stopped doing that. And the thing about life is that life will push you into a corner. And it depends on what you're going to do when you're in that corner. Because when you're in that corner, you can create a door and walk right through to another side if you choose to. But you have to realize you have that freedom and that it's not money. It's not anything other than you choosing from your value and your place of love and passion, that this is what you're going to do, and there's no other recourse, there's no other choice for you. It's really changing the tune in your head and in your heart. And I can't solve this for you in 2 seconds, but I am going to say, please look down this road and consider it. Just consider it, because if you do things differently, you're going to have a different life. I promise you.
Okay.
Okay. Love you, Jennifer. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you. We have got to that part of the show that's getting wilder than ever, because it's getting down to the wire to get yourself in, get a reading. If you haven't experienced an individual with us, why haven't you? I had someone tell me yesterday that they were scared. What would you be scared of? Someone who's going to be intuitive, sensitive, and help you? Don't you think we're a little nervous? I mean, you guys come in sometimes a little abrasive. I had a gentleman tease me. He said, real men don't get readings. I said, well, then they're not real, because you got to be real to yourself to be able to look at the future. He came back in the next week and impressed me very much. He told me, you got to be kidding, Jeff. That was the most intense thing I've ever done. Now I like it. As Patty said earlier, you can learn and get these and make this. It's a good experience. 746, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. Were you ready to go wild? Okay. I think 646 is napping. We're going to let them go back to that sleep. I would never let that happen. Sorry. 832, at least you're not listening to another one of us. Remember the night, Patty, we
Hello?
Had about others? Hi, 3832.
Hello? Can you hear?
Oh, Prince, I'm sorry. We've got something going on with the phones here. I apologize. It just bunked you out. Hang in there. Don't run away. We will get back with you. Don't you run. We know where you live. But you call back in. Call 773-897-6461. How about 905? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can. We got a winner.
Yay.
We landed.
My lucky night.
Been brought in.
My lucky night. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. My name is Anne, and I have a I have a friend who's developing a business, and she has promised that if she does, I will have a place in it, and I'm really excited because it will let me do my passion, which is writing. And I'm just wondering if it looks as though she'll be able to get the funding that she needs to start her business.
I think she will. I think it may not be as immediate as she thinks, you know, but it might be. I see money coming in, and I think her idea is kind of special, kind of different, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from Spirit. It's special, it's different, and it's I'm almost getting to, I don't know that it is nurturing, but it's going to be nurturing in some way, whether that's nurturing for you or her or for whatever the business is. So it's going to take off. People are going to get it. So whether it's a funding or a loan or an investor or something like that, it's going to
thank you. I
think it's going to come through. Yeah, and it's going to be, you're going to fly. You're going to be so creative. It's going to be your new way of life. It's just what you do, that creative that you would like to do but couldn't do all the time. You're going to just be part of your whole soul.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's all based in love. So I'm really excited to be part of it.
That's beautiful. So, yeah, that's that nurturing. I guess that's why I kept seeing something nurturing. It's love. Nothing more nurturing than love.
It is. It's all about helping.
And you're really good at visualizing. I get that you're really good at seeing something. Keep that vision. Even share it with her bigger, because you're going to be helpful for her, too, in really living into that vision. Know that.
I hope so. I hold the faith for her all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. I see that. You're like the wind beneath her wing.
I can only hope.
Yeah, just
thank you. I'm so encouraged. And I appreciate this so much. Good night.
Good luck.
Tonight. We're going to grab that poll. I'm pulling out of our emails. Anne Matera, you are the winner of the Amethyst necklace. And Justin Marcock, you are the winner of the, I can't even talk. It's a wand. It's a malachite wand. And I want to thank all of you guys. Definitely, I'm reaching in and pulling. Babette Millman, you just made me 13,000 likes on Psychic Jethro. You also will win a prize I will send you from me. So thank you, Babetta. I hope I'm saying your name right. B-A-B-E-T-T-A, Millman. Thank you. We are gone wild. We're at that part of the show where we want to make sure you know where we are and come and get us. I know it's a little intense sometimes in the day. We've had a new situation for those of you who remember the old school of I'm really having a lot in my life. Get an email reading. It's something that all of us are doing now. Get a hold of a contact us, send us a picture, or get with us, send us your information, and then get with one of us readers, because the Psychic's Gone Wild can do it. We can sit down, type it out. Then when you have that time in your day, sit down, read it, and absorb it. I have a lot of individuals, because they tape what I say. I talk real quick. It's the new thing. Those of you that are tuning in, remember, JethroSmith.net. If you want to get a reading from me, I have a scheduler. If it is booked, it is booked. But I'm also working with an individual that's doing it. Please, I apologize to you guys that are calling my cell. I have an 813 number. I have a business number. Go on and book there. If you're calling me, my helper here, Ramona, is very busy, but she will try sometimes to get it through. It's just easier if you go to my site. Loving all of you guys. Patty, tell everybody where you're at and how can they get to see our wonderful Patty.
You can find me, of course, at Psychics Gone Wild, and you can find me directly at my website at pattynegri.com, pattynegri.com.
Great, and I've got a winner that won something and has not received it. I have to talk with her, please, Bonnie. I've got something here from you. I'm looking at this with it. I'm going to be catching some of you guys. If you didn't receive your prize, I've got prizes sent back. Those of you know, I'm living in two states, which sounds silly. I'm a little kooky, but it's fun. You know, Florida and Virginia. So you've got to please get with me. I've got all this stuff, and what I'm going to do is we're going to have a wild bash. If I don't hear from you guys who's done it, or I get something back from the mail, I'm going to wrap that baby back up. We're going to slap a ticket on it and send it back. We've got CDs. We've got books. We've got fun stuff. I want to thank you, Denise Martin, for writing in and letting me know that you really enjoyed the books. You love Linda's music. Linda Irwin's here on Thursday nights. You can talk to her from out of this world. Deborah, you have rocked. You've made us go to a new level of excited fun, and I want to thank you for being not only Patty's friend, but sharing your positive energy with me and Patty tonight on the radio.
Oh, thank you so much. I had tons of fun. I hope to do it again.
Good. We're going to grab one more quickie. Me and Patty are known for sliding into home base on Friday night. We've still got a few minutes. We're going to grab a hold of 626. We've got quite a few calls. How about you, 626? Are you ready to have a real quick, fast reading with us? Is that a yes, a no, or are you throwing the dog? I don't know what happened there. So close, and we could have had you. How about 832? Are you ready to do it?
Hello. Hello?
Yes, you got in, Prince. Well, you got a quick question here real fast, something that we can ask you.
Yeah, I have a question. Do I have a talent at all? Because I feel so untalented and ungifted. I feel like I was just brought here and left alone. Do I have a purpose, and more so than not, am I gifted in any kind of way?
Oh, my goodness.
Prince, of course you are. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. You are this beautiful, sweet man. You have love that exudes from you. You have many, many talents. You just have to jump in and start trusting them. And it just you being alive is amazing. Your gentle spirit. somebody else talk. I just want to say
I feel the same way, and I feel that too. And Patty's did hit on some real good points. And Prince, you also got a very sensitive energy. This is where you've gotten hurt a little bit. You had a girl try to get you to go across the a place to get your attention, and you're hurting, and I can see what's happened. You got to realize that there's hard people out there. I did share a little bit with you way back. It's been a little bit. You know, everybody laughs with it, but I was also very much like that. They used to call me a geek, and it was very odd for me to get a relationship. It will happen with the work you're putting in. Work with your own energy. I do feel that there is. You have a purpose. There's love there. I know that I feel like you should get into some groups, so go to some things that are spiritual, because there's where the answer is. There's the people that's going to really see the real you. I had a Christian lady tell me tonight, if she could find just a really good person, she wouldn't care anything. She'd marry that man. She'd make his life a living positive. They're out there. There's people looking for the same thing you are. We just can't get you hurt. You know, and I can feel your hurt, and I've been there. It happens to men and women all the time. You know, ladies are real sensitive, and when some guy really treats them bad, they really cry it out, and then they set back up and they get back on the horse. We've got to get you back in there. Just because she took and did that. I told you my story before. I had a girl use me for most of the money she could get and then joked with me because I was so in love with rose-colored glasses, I didn't get the fact that she actually had a crush on my brother. So, Prince, you're there. You've got other gifts. You're a very strong man. Definitely get with some of us. Get with Patty. Get with one of us. Have her do the half an hour. I know you can do it. And let her see what else is happening. Patty did a magic work for me. I'm going to share it with you over the radio. I spill my guts. It's been over a year and something. 2 months, about a year and 2 months, I was at a weird point in my life right before I went out to the convention. She did a reading. She did some work. She put magic in with what she did. She had me do some things. You'll have to listen. She'll walk you through. That energy spiraled through me, and look at the things that are happening to me. I am more happy, okay, more positive than I've ever been.
How much I have a question. I have Patty's phone number. I looked it up. Patty, are you on the line? Hello?
I am. Yes, I am. Can you hear me? I'm here.
How much do you charge for a reading?
A reading, if you do a half-hour reading, it's $60.
Okay.
It's right on my website.
Okay, thank you very much. And I have another question for you guys.
Can't do that. We're out of time, Prince. We love you dearly. We're nothing personal, but to that point, go to psychicsgunwall.com. Go to pattynegri.com. Jethro Smith. We love all of you guys. Thank you, and come in. See us next week.